Father, in the name which is above every other name, I thank you, I honor thee, I exalt thee. Be thou magnified and be thou exalted. Thank you for all what you have done for us, the gift of life, your protection, your provisions, and all what you have done that our eyes have not seen. Our Father, we have gathered this morning and even this hour and time in nations of the world, even to sit at your feet and hear your voice. Grant us a listening ear, a receptive heart, and a seeing eye. I ask, O Yahuwah, that you will grant us understanding. May our hearing and our listening never be in vain. May we be doers of your word and not just listeners to deceive ourselves. In Yahusha's name I have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day daily devotion. Yahuwah has been so good unto us, and he has kept us safe. He has delivered our souls from so many things. He is the bishop of our soul. This morning happens to be the 77th episode. The 77th episode of Back to Eden. And today we are going to deal with Do Not Touch It, Part 3. Do Not Touch It, Part 3. We saw how Paul re-emphasized, re-echoed, and repeated that which prophet Isaiah had spoken in Isaiah 52, verse 11. We saw how he put in some other things as a way of opening up the coded word of the prophet. People of the way, the Bible says he started by saying they should come out from among them. We saw that Adam was not created a baby. Therefore, there are things which will not be kept out of his reach. It will right be in the garden, but he ought not to eat from it. This world is full of fruits that are forbidden. Trees. And we can't curse everything. We can't uproot everything. We are in this world. The only truth is we are not of it. Therefore, the things in this world should not entice us at all. So we saw that if we are able to come out from among them, if we are able to walk out, if we are able to separate ourselves and walk out from Egypt and the Assyrians, who are more or less like the mixed multitude, those who followed them and they enticed them, they caused them to miss Egypt. They caused the people of Israel to murmur to the point that many could not get to the promised land. You can't journey with an Assyrian and expect to get to the promised land. There are people with us, there are people we are still connected to, and these, they are weighing us down. they are bringing us down. Now, if Yahweh, through his apostle Paul, opened up that which the prophet spoke of, there is a need for us to go back and check some of the things, because I believe that if you walk out completely from the world and leave some Assyrians, break out from some Assyrians, I tell you, you won't touch any unclean thing. So before we really dig deep into unclean things in this generation, clearly spelled out in scriptures, before even they manifested, the prophets of old have spoken of them already. We have to first come out completely. If not, seeing those things will be a total waste of time, you see. Because once you are still in Egypt and still with the Assyrians, you will touch them. Touching is inevitable if you are in there, if you are around the tree, and if you are in there. It is very important. Now, we will go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 14, because it is the verse 17. 2 Corinthians 6, the verse 17, that he spoke of that which prophet Isaiah, you know, prophesied in Isaiah 52 verse 11. But before we get to the 17, let us look at the verse 14 and understand the background. You see, he was talking to the church. He was talking to the church in Corinth. The Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness?" So we are getting an idea. Then you continue in verse 15. "And what accord or concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God, Yahweh, with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As Yah has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Then verse 17, he said, therefore, he's quoting what Isaiah is saying. He was talking to them and trying to let them know what Isaiah said. "Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, seeth the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." I will receive you. And if I receive you, verse 18, "I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, seeth the Lord Almighty." So, if you study from the beginning, why Paul now re-echoed, trumpeted that which the prophet has said, the conclusion of the matter was for them to separate themselves. He was telling them about some people they have yoked with, some people they have become friends to, some people they are with, some places they have found themselves, and that is causing them to touch the unclean thing. So, if they will stop touching the unclean thing, what must they do? They have to separate themselves. Because he was already telling them in verse 14 that they should not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So, if you look at his arrangements, you can see four main group of people. And all these people have a place. So he's telling them that they should walk out from such places and they should also separate themselves. You see, salvation, the call, the church is a called out and it is total separation. If you have been called out, if you are truly born again and still connected to the old, it simply means you are still of the old you. The new you cannot fellowship with the old and everything pertaining to the old. The old has some people that the old was fellowshipping with, dining with, and doing all manner of things with. The moment you are born again and you have become new, there are people and there are places you need to walk out. See, real deliverance is not only about being delivered from marine spirits. It's being delivered from a place and people. Abraham is the father of faith and we all want to be in his bosom. But many have not sat down to study how he was also called out from his father's house, his town, and his people. So places and people, if you don't separate yourself from Egypt, if you don't walk out and don't distance yourself, separate yourself from the Assyrians, I tell you, you can't walk by faith. And if you are not of faith, you can't be in the bosom of the Father of faith. So he said they should separate themselves. But what was he talking about before he referred to them what Isaiah said in Isaiah 52 verse 11? Four main things. Number one, he said, unbelievers, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's number one. You see, if you are yoked equally, okay, with unbelievers, there is a problem. There are many people in this world, they fellowship and they have some things to do with unbelievers. Let me explain. Okay, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. Let me show you something there. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of the Father, image of Yahuwah, shall shine unto them. So, unbelievers, we have kinds of unbelievers. The unbelievers Paul is referring to, because he's talking to the church, it's an epistle to the church in Corinth. So what he's saying is, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. So they are unbelievers. And they don't have the image. When Yahuwah wanted a perfect match unto Adam, he took Eve from Adam. Eve has the image of the man, and the man has the image of Yahweh. And they were to fellowship together. In fact, you cannot fellowship with Yahweh without his image. And you can't fellowship with any man without the image of Yahweh in him. So, there are friends and there are people who have no light because the image of Yahweh has not shined upon them. Their minds have been blinded. How do you share with them? How do you discuss things pertaining to the kingdom with them? Why are they your friends? Their minds are closed up. Their minds, they are blind in the mind. They have good eyes in the physical, but blind. Satan is interested in blinding the mind. The mind is the soul. So you know where you are going. Why will you walk with someone who does not even know where he's going and is dwelling in darkness? The only thing you can do to he that is unbeliever is to preach the gospel to. It's not supposed to be your body. It's not supposed to be your friend. It's not supposed to be your partner. You can imagine you have someone who is an unbeliever and you dine with a person. What he is touching and where he is, that's where you'll be. What he touches daily, that's what you'll be touching. Because he said, if you separate yourself, you will not touch the unclean thing. And the mother of all unclean things is Lucifer. He's the father of all unclean things. So the Bible used the unclean thing. When we get there, we'll break it and you see all other unclean things. Anything he touches, he makes it unclean. Now, so unbelievers are one. He says, separate yourself. Not to say you will not talk to them. Not to say you will not greet them. They are not supposed to be your body. The second category, the four I call that you have to separate yourself from, happens to be child of God. Those who are sons and daughters of Belial. Verse 15, he said, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Christ is the image of the Father, the Savior, Yahusha HaMessiah. Belial is Satan. So we have sons of Belial, daughters of Belial. Remember, when Hannah was praying and the priest Eli thought that she was drunk, she said, oh, don't take me as one of the daughters of Belial. Meaning that sons and daughters of Belial, they love drinking. They are serious drunkards. He said, I have no fellowship with them. There are many sons. You see, Jezebel is a daughter of Belial. You know, the sons of Eli became sons of Belial. Satan got hold of them. Job's sons became sons of Belial. See, there, in the days of Lot, those who came and said, we are going to sleep with the angels, your strangers, the visitors who have come in. We are going to sleep with them, bring them out, let us know them. It simply means they were homosexuals. So sons and daughters of Belial, they belong to all this LGBTQ+. Beware. It is important for you to understand that you have no fellowship with Belial. So as a son and daughter, if you are yoked together with Belial and sons of Belial, you will touch unclean things. I'm not saying you stretching your hands. You can be in Ghana and you are touching things in America. You can be in UK and you are touching things in Dubai. Distance is not a barrier in the spirit. So when you are friends with them, when you are, by all means, well, when we get there and I explain to you the unclean thing, you'll be able to understand. But first thing first, I want you to know that there are people you need to separate and you need to walk out from, so that the verse 17, you'll be able to understand very well. So, who are your friends and who are around you? That is the second one. The third one is referring to them as idol worshippers. Idol worshippers, you know. And this is how he put it. He said, verse 16, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said. So, there are people who are temples of Yahuwah, and there are people who are temples of the devil. They are idol worshippers. Anyone who becomes a temple of the Holy Spirit is Yahuwah worshipper. Anyone who becomes a temple, in Revelation, the Bible calls them synagogues of Satan, temples of Satan, temples of unclean spirits. You can see that they are everywhere. Anyone who is not serving your God, Yahuwah, and is serving another God, he becomes a temple to that. You see, in the spirit, you become a temple, a vessel unto the thing you are worshiping, unto the thing you are serving. So you'll be possessed. You see, you can't, you know, confess and profess that which you are not possessed with. So anything you confess and you process, it possesses you. Some people, okay, I profess, you know, I am a believer. Then they confess. When they confess, it is because of what is in them. You can't confess anything that you don't possess. So when they start talking about that which they know, it means that they are first possessed with that thing. So anyone who is an idol worshiper, anyone who is not worshiping your God, Yahuwah, is worshiping another God, and he becomes a temple. What do you have to do with them? Do you know that you should not touch and even find yourself in shrines? You know, shrine, where they keep their smaller gods. And many people are afraid to go there and die, to touch a shrine, to go to that shrine, okay? But they have forgotten that there are many moving and mobile shrines. There are walking shrines. They are temples of the enemy, temples of Satan. You see, Satan always wants to move. He's a wanderer. Likewise, the Spirit of the Lord was moving on the waters. Satan is a wanderer. He said, I go to and fro. So he always needs mobile things, things that can move. If he is limited at that your village there, the shrine there, then how will he be able to get more? That is why he has turned to human beings who move, human beings who walk, human beings who have something to do with people. So that when he possesses them and they become his synagogue, they become his temple, they become his shrines, they will be able to, win more. People of the way. So there are many of such people in this world. Beware, lest you be touching unclean things. You see, there are many people today, they feel that, well, if so far as I don't go there and worship, so far as I don't go to where they meet, their temple, physical temple, to listen to their songs, well, I am not worshiping an idol. No, no, no. That is a mistake. Satan is an old serpent. He knows what Yahweh said about today. He knows everything Yahweh will do, he has done them, and he was with him. So he knows his word. He knows that the end of the system of things, you know, knowledge will increase. He knows. He knows that at the end, there will be, you know, as it was in the days of Noah, people will multiply. Population will increase. He knows. And you think this guy who is smart and very greedy and always want more will just be limited at one place? No, he will possess people. He will possess people so that they will confess him. And anyone who hear, that person is likely to be possessed. Then they end up professing it. You understand me? That they say, I am a believer. Now, when you go to some of their temples, you don't hear them singing. But that unbeliever, the mobile shrine, the portable mobile shrine, the portable mobile temple, who is around you and you are fellowshipping and dining with and eating with and singing to you, and you are even listening. Many people love worldly songs. They still listen to worldly artists. There are people who are not careful. They listen to people and they say, well, as for me, I am not going to that temple. I won't go to that occultic temple. But they don't know that that temple is close to them. They don't know that that shrine is close to them. It's around them. It is very close. They sing to them. They dine with them. They have touched unclean things on our way. You see, if you understand some of these things, as I said earlier on, every believer is wise, and no wise man is careless. If you open your eyes and understand scriptures, there are things you will not fall into. There are things you won't fall. So I have shared three with you. I will continue another time. I want to summarize things. There are people you need to separate yourself from. There are places you need to walk out. And I've seen that people normally take people to places. It takes people who are possessed with a spirit to take people to places. So disconnecting yourself from some people, it will save you. You will not be carried to a place that you don't want to be. Then you will be touching things. And today it's easy for someone to carry you. It is through thoughts. He will speak to you and carry you to a place you would never thought you would be. Do you know that the Bible says we should not even dine with a fornicator? He said we should not dine with a fornicator. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter number 5 verse 9 to 30, you see there, we should not dine. Why? Because they are mobile, you know, they are mobile temples, moving ones. They are moving everywhere. We meet them everywhere. And at the end of the day, they carry us to places. So you can be with a friend who is an infidel. Sometimes the Bible calls them infidel, unbeliever. In 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, it says, whoever does not provide for his immediate family is worse than an infidel. It is an unbeliever. That's the word the Bible normally uses. So child of God, you can be with an unbeliever, an infidel, You can be with a son of Belial. You can be with a daughter of Belial. Okay? For years. And you have never gone to a temple, a shrine, under the waters, kingdom of marine, for once physically. But every day you go there because he will carry you. He will speak to you. He shares with you. Sometimes we watch strange things on television and they carry us there. There are places you don't want to be and they carry you there. It is their soul they need, not your body. You may be absent in bodily form in their kingdom and they are not worried. What they need is your soul, and your soul is your mind. So he came, Yahusha came to save our souls, not our bodies. So people say, well, I will never be there. I will never attend that function. I will never go to beach. I will never do this. But through social media, through friends, they carry them every day to that place. As I'm talking now, in the afternoon, somebody will go on social media. All his friends are worldly people. They will carry them to the beach. They will carry them to occultism. Today, our screens are full of occultism. You know, many prophets and pastors, what they do is worse than occultism. And they carry us there. But we say, over my dead body, for me to go to that festival, for me to go to that place, for me to bow down, for me, never. But every day, TikTok, Instagram, social media, our physical friends, workplace, even right in the house of Yahuwah, then they carry us there. They take us there through songs, through speech, through conversation, through watching of movies. May Yahuwah help us, and may he grant us grace to escape all the traps and the plans of the enemy. Amen. Thank you all for joining today's episode. Please share and invite. Let somebody get to know the cool of the day. It will be published on all the platforms. Please, somebody needs to hear and be saved. The world is turning to another thing. Please share and download and listen. Don't listen to it once. Please, morning, afternoon, evening. Morning, afternoon, evening. Say we should meditate day and night. So you are the afternoon part. Meditate upon them and share with friends. At your workplace, you can play for people to listen. When your children come back home, play. Share with them. Your husband, do devotion. And your life will never remain the same. Take care of yourself and know that Yahuwah is coming so soon. And he wants you to separate yourself, because even in eternity, there is going to be a serious separation. There will be goats and there will be sheep. There will be sounds of light and there will be sounds of darkness. There will be heaven and there will be hell. So separate yourself now and be blessed. Bye-bye.